American health officials and parents alike are alarmed. An estimated 3 million girls 14 to 19 years old are infected with a sexually transmitted disease, or STD. Dr. John Douglas is the director of STD prevention at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
I think it's a wake-up call. We need to do a lot better job of talking to our kids about sex, about how to protect themselves.
Harmony Rosenberg is a high school student in New Jersey.
I think that it's people not being aware and people not also being aware of the consequences of their actions.
One unidentified student was surprised by the study.
A lot of people that I did not think were having sex are having a lot of sex.
Another girl says she and many of her friends are aware of the diseases, but
nobody wants to talk about it because it's kind of a taboo thing.
Almost half of African American girls were diagnosed with STDs, compared with almost 20% for Caucasian girls. The two most commonly diagnosed diseases are the human papillomavirus, commonly called HPV, and chlamydia. A vaccine for HPV is now available and has been recommended for girls who are not yet sexually active. When some lawmakers wanted to make the vaccine mandatory, some parents objected and said it encouraged sexual activity. Most schools in the U.S. teach the basics of sex education, but the study shows the message may not be getting through, especially to younger students. If teenagers are not listening to adults, some educators are hoping they will listen to their peers. At this high school in New Jersey, senior students are trained to teach younger students how to prevent the spread of STDs. Principal Lorraine Brooks says it seems to help.
They're hearing this from their contemporaries, they're not being preached to, and they're getting the information in a way that they understand.
Dr. John Douglas of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the study should be the basis for a national dialogue.
I think this calls for a much broader conversation, a frank and open conversation about sex and the prevention of sexually transmitted infections, the kind of conversation that we have been culturally very reluctant to have.
Melinda Smith, VOA News.